With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump team has a response to the next step in his New York criminal trial, which is in the hands of Judge Juan Marchand.
Lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump are rebuffing the New York District Attorney's idea of upholding Trump's hush money conviction. In a court filing, the Trump legal team calls the idea absurd. DA Alvin Bragg's office asked Judge Juan Marchand to freeze the case until Trump's term in office ends, preserving the verdict by treating the case the way some courts do when a defendant dies. Trump lawyers Todd Blanche and Emil Bowe fired back, saying the DA wants to pretend as if the assassination attempts against the president-elect had been successful. Their feeling is the only acceptable option is overturning the conviction and dismissing the indictment. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's a recall on some versions of the popular Stanley Cup travel mugs.
Those Stanley travel mugs are everywhere, but some models pose a burn hazard. The manufacturer, Stanley, says its switchback and trigger action versions of the popular stainless steel travel mugs pose a risk because of faulty lids. When exposed to heat, the lid can shrink and detach as someone's drinking hot liquid. There were two burn injuries reported in the U.S. and 11 people worldwide. The affected Stanley travel mugs were sold online and in stores as far back as 2016. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 86 points. This is SRN News. Mexico's drug dealers have declared war on the Catholic Church.
The cartels don't like anybody preaching against their sordid trade and are responding with deadly force. According to a report released by the Catholic Multimedia Center, nearly a dozen priests have been murdered over the past 6 years in Mexico, and almost as many have survived deadly attacks. Over 900 individual Catholics have also been attacked, kidnapped, or extorted by members of the drug gangs that are all but running the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the nativity scenes on display at the Vatican this month features baby Jesus swathed in a keffiyeh, the traditional Palestinian headscarf. Artists from Bethlehem crafted the display for the Vatican this year and are apparently using Christmas to take sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The nativity is being presented at a time of surging anti-Semitism around the globe. This is SRN News. The man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare has become something of a folk hero. And House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that's wrong. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
In the days since Luigi Mangione was charged with murder for gunning down a top health insurance executive, more than 1,000 donations have poured into an online fundraiser for his legal defense, with messages supporting him and even celebrating the crime. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells the Salem Radio Network condoning violence is abhorrent.
The value of life just seems to be diminished by so many people. It's important for us to push back. We can never allow that to become a norm.
Scalise says the liberal tendency to devalue life can be felt here. Mangione's support is seemingly intensified since his arrest on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Mangione has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.